Hello?
Hello, sorry.
It's too late to call, and I thought I'd better wait till this morning. How you getting along?
Fine. I just wanted to call and tell you how proud I was of you.
Well, you're a mighty good man, and I'm always proud of you.
And I'm sorry I didn't get to see you, but I tried to say hello to you from my seat in the delegation.
Yeah, well, I looked out there, and it looked mighty good. You all sure did handle yourselves well, Ray. I was mighty proud of all Texas.
Well, I was too, and I think you're one of the greatest conventions I've ever attended, and I want to say how happy I am about your selection of Cuba Dumpster.
Well, God bless you, Ray. Well, that's fine. He'll make a good man, I think.
I think you made a wonderful speech, and your speech was out of this world. I never heard you make a better one.
Well.
I heard you make a lot of them.
Oh, you sure are. You've heard more than any of them. Lady Bird wants to say hello and thank you, Ray.
I want to tell you that you, in my opinion, are still the best qualified man in America to fill that job up there.
Thank you, Ray. Let Lady Bird talk to you, and then we'll visit.
Okay.
Ray?
Yes, how are you, honey?
Oh, it was certainly fun to be there and look down to Texas delegation and see so many folks that were good old friends, and I'm just...
I'm proud of your entire family. You look so nice, and it was so good to see you there, and just, I was so proud of Lennon and his speech and his selection of Usher.
Thank you. All of that makes me feel good, and these next 2 months will be a strain, particularly trying to run the country and do some campaigning on the side, and I would think it'd have to be on the side. So we'll sure be depending heavily on folks at home.
Well, I'm going to do all I can, and you can count on that, and try to keep Lennon from doing too much. We need him too bad to have anything happen, and I'm uneasy about it, but I want him to take care of himself.
He's going to.
And you tell him I want him to take care of himself.
I'll tell him that. Just a second.
Yeah.
Ray?
Yeah.
Old Houston says the Birchers about run him out of San Angelo. You didn't send them all over from Wichita over there, did you?
Oh, we got some of them here, but we haven't got as many as he has.
I bet you run them out of your town, and just, I bet they hightailed it over in Angelo.
Well, they're out at Odessa and Midland pretty good, and I imagine some of them stopped by San Angelo.
Well, I didn't, you and Mr. Rayburn never did let them stay around y'all very much.
Well, I got rid of most of them. And they don't like me. And I don't like them.
Now, they tell me that things are a lot closer down here than they ought to be.
What?
That things are closer down here than they ought to be.
Texas?
Yeah.
Well, I hear that too, but I can't, if all these newspapers come and endorse you, I don't think there'll be a metropolitan newspaper in Texas for Goldwater.
What about the Dallas News?
They're going to be for you.
Are they really?
Oh, you bet.
How you know that?
Well,
what makes you think it?
I just make your side bet. Well, they've been trying to get on the bandwagon ever since last November. I mean, they have been, you and your family have been plugged as much as Dallas News as any newspaper in the state of Texas.
Well, I'll be darned.
And you're on the front page every opportunity they have, and you have more publicity than any newspaper I know of, any metropolitan newspaper.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And Bob Bask and those boys up there have been shooting the words.
Good.
And they give you good spots in the newspaper.
Good.
And I just have an idea that they're trying their best to get on a bandwagon. You might have to get another bandwagon for them to crawl on. This is pretty full right now. The Houston paper came out yesterday, and Kansas City Star, as you know.
Yeah, old Roy Roberts, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
And the Cowles paper coming out too, you know.
Yeah.
And, Gene Pullen in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
I've seen a copy of his letter that he's bugging for you.
Not since Goldwater's nominated, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you see that?
I got a copy of a letter. It's the Houston Heart. Saying that he's doubtful whether he'd carry Arizona or not.
Well, I'll be done.
Would you like to see a copy of it?
Yeah, sure would.
I'll send it to you.
Please do, Ray. Please do.
And also, another friend of ours at Prescott, Tucson, Arizona, Bill Matthews, he's the same, he's a Republican, and he's also a Republican. And he's doubtful whether he'd carry the state of Arizona.
Well, that's wonderful.
If you'd like to have a copy of those, I'll get them for you.
I wish you would. Sure, I wish you would, Rick.
Mail them down there at the White House.
Mail them to the White House?
Just address them to you? Or
yeah, just address them to Walter Jenkins personal.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Ray, I just wanted to tell you I loved you, and I appreciate you calling.
I love you, and I want to tell you that how proud I was of you and Humphrey both. Humphrey made a fine speech, but you made the best speech I ever heard you make.
Well, thank you. Now, you get them busy up there. Let's start, and let's get them off the high and end so we can carry that district.
Well, we've got to. We can't sit around and do nothing, and they all know that.
Okay.
I have an editorial in the morning paper of... about Humphrey.
Wonderful, but put that on the wire. Make the wire carry it.
Huh?
Make the wire service carry that you've endorsed Humphrey or commended this on Humphrey or something. Put that on the wire where it'll get out. Make your wire service carry it.
I'll make it if you carry.
Just say that the Wichita paper joined Roy Roberts and the Dallas Times Herald and all of them this weekend. That helps. Make them put something on the wire.
Well, let's see. Would you like me to read that part of it?
Yeah.
The nomination of Hubert Humphrey for vice president has the same appearance as the nomination of Lyndon Johnson for president. A political party that did not ultimately confer upon Senator Humphrey the nomination to one of the highest offices in the land would be, in effect, embraced a very damaging philosophy. Senator Humphrey, by all the contemporary standards, is a gifted and successful politician. President Johnson's recommendation of the Minnesotan does credit to the president. He did indeed rise above the standards of ticket policy that had dictated on some past occasions the candidates of the right state, the right region, the right philosophy, and the right obscurity. There's every reason to believe that the president took comfort for the reason he gave in his speech, that he believed him best qualified to be president. Senator from Minnesota is subject to the Democratic ticket. The convention and Congress have put together a powerful Democratic ticket.
Well, that's wonderful. Send me a copy of that now.
Okay, I will.
But you get it on the wire, Ray.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. And God bless you.
Operator. Hello.